This month, we've been hearing a series of interviews recorded about religious faith in West Virginia. It's a collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting and StoryCorps. For this next story, we're going to hear from a woman who describes her relationship with God as complicated. Patience DeWeese was interviewed by her 18-year-old daughter, Keturah, who was interested in finding out about her mother's time as a Jehovah's Witness and how her faith changed over time.
Not only was I raised a Jehovah's Witness, but I was a third-generation Jehovah's Witness. So it was not only our religion, it was a big part of who we were. It was our identity.
Was there a certain point when you kind of realized that the Jehovah's Witness religion wasn't really right for you, or you didn't really feel like you belonged there?
Yes. I would say the shift started when my father got sick, and I happened to stay home with him instead of going to the meetings. So that created a space for contemplation, separate. And that led to start questioning things. And with Jehovah's Witnesses, it is the only true religion. So once I started questioning that possibility, the rest of it just didn't make sense. That is absolutely the hardest thing I've ever done, is make a decision that I knew would lead to being shunned by everyone. Imagine everybody you've ever known and your entire family being lost at sea. All of them are on a ship and the ship sinks. That's what that experience was like. But things lined up for me to go to college, and something I wanted but never thought would happen and changed everything. Opened up my mind to whole new opportunities and just opened up my mind, period, to start thinking about different things and thinking things in a broader sense, something I never thought I would do.
When I went into my teenage years, I also kind of started to lean a little bit away from the witnesses. I think I kind of learned a lot from you, a certain open-mindedness to, even if you only believe one thing, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody else is wrong. Like, there's bits and pieces and lessons to be learned from everything, and I think that's really important, and to not be so closed off from everything. From that point to now, what do you think are the most important lessons that you've learned?
When I was a Jehovah's Witness, I was not involved in making the world a better place because I believed that God was going to do that and that my job was to tell everybody that the end was coming soon and to become Jehovah's Witnesses. Now I don't believe that God's going to come and fix it all, that our duty as humans, the most important thing is love and care for each other. That's why being a Unitarian Universalist fit is that concept of the importance of caring for each other and making the world a better place. And I liked how they have opened for you to question and to look at things. One of the taglines I saw is, come to the UU. We have questions for your answers. And I like that because my faith is very much still evolving. And where I was 10 years ago is so different than where I am now. And I know I'm always going to be in transition, and I found a home where I could be that way.
That was Patience DeWeese speaking with her daughter, Keturah DeWeese. Her advice to her daughter, have an open mind and be brave. They both live in Charleston, West Virginia. Their interview was recorded as part of the American Pilgrimage Project, a partnership of the national nonprofit StoryCorps and Georgetown University's Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs. Their story was recorded in Charleston, West Virginia, and was produced by Dan Collison. We'll be hearing more from this series about religious faith in West Virginia over the next few weeks. You're listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Roxy Todd.